successful in selling our way to the good life, we must be willing to pay the price. Now, what is that price? Well, it's many things. First, it's understanding emotionally, as well as intellectually, that we literally become what we think about, that we must control our thoughts if we're to control our lives. Secondly, it's cutting away all the fetters from the mind and permitting it to soar as it was divinely designed to do. It's the realization that your limitations are self-imposed and that the opportunities for you today are enormous beyond belief. It's rising above narrow-minded pettiness and prejudice. Let your marvelous mind think about your goal from all possible angles. To let your imagination speculate freely upon many different possible solutions. To refuse to believe there are any circumstances sufficiently strong to defeat you in the accomplishment of your purpose.
Making a simple observation, mankind's lost his damn mind. Hopeless operations, we're buried up to our waistline in overpopulation. It's our obligation to inform our children they must stop creating. But look, I have a nuclear bomb and this red button is rather tempting. I've got an itchy finger ready to purposely push it accidentally. That would then be the ending of existence.
Now everyone together, we'll do away with the generation's only excuses, whatever.
So continue to eat your veggies and pretend like nothing's wrong. It really isn't, so just ignore this stupid fucking song. Keep submitting checks to your televangelist who exploits revelation. How soon you forget we live in a death-fearing Western civilization. But without death, there would be no life, no evolution. No chance to co-create perhaps our greatest contribution. In a world of confusion, one constant anchors all perspectives. Time is moving forward, forward, progressive,
forward, forward. Creation, life must go on. So as the years go by and move on, we can't look back to earth. This ain't where we are, what we did while we stayed here. Creation, life must go on. So as the years go by and move on, we can't look back to earth. This ain't where we are, what we did while we stayed here.
Creation is the purpose of life, but human beings think that what we do for others is right. We're not seeing with the vision that it takes to enlighten, so we'll be fleeing from the earth by the end of the night. Disagreeing with the way we lived and the legacy we left, a society established upon murder and theft, corruption and greed, the power disease to claim your turf and rape the earth of all its flowers and trees. We live by governmental decrees that don't appease for the way that we contaminate the sky and the seas. We're multiplying with these because we're in total control of what lives, what dies, and what land gets stole. Now, this is the basis for the war with Mother Nature. We stab her in the back and hide behind the nomenclature in the name of making money, but all that is worthless when you look into your soul and scrape away what's on the surface of creation.
Creation, life must go on. So as the years go by and we're gone, we can't look back to earth. This ain't where it lies with what we did while we stayed here. Creation, life must go on. So as the years go by and we're gone, we can't look back to earth. This ain't where it lies with what we did while we stayed here.
We're definitely living in a way that's going to put an end to creation. If we go on, there will be no successor to man, no successor to chimpanzees, no successor to gorillas, no successor to anything alive now. The whole thing is going to come to an end with us. In order to make their story come true, the takers have to put an end to creation itself.
We gotta go from world domination to global emancipation. Increase appreciation for creation, cause we're facing overpopulation.
Right now there's 6 billion humans, in 20 years that's gonna double, which means we'll be consuming even more.
That is assuming that our food supply increases, which promotes human expansion, but is bad for other species and plant life.
Now all you have to do is think, without us they keep on living, without them we go extinct.
So we're on the brink of worldwide catastrophe, don't laugh at me. This has to be the time we come together with the strategy. It's not enough to profit when you damage where you live. Why do corporations always take and never give?
It's up to our generation to change the destiny of man. From the raper of the world to the one who had the plan to let
nature take its course, so all life can evolve. Each one teach one while the world revolves around creation.